All right, we go then to R26. But we wouldn't even vaguely go to R26 if we had any doubt whatsoever about his ability to copy what he was looking at, would we? Now why, just exactly why, when running Route 1, 5, do we make him mock up something and pull it in immediately after he exteriorizes? Just why do we do that? Get what's happened to this person's hattingness by reason of being 3 feet back of his head. And hattingness is actually the only reason why some people do not exteriorize quickly. Because they do exteriorize. You'll say to somebody, be 3 feet back of your head, you don't think he was there? He really doesn't think he's there either. He went out and in so fast that he didn't know he was out. His degradation without the hattingness of his body is such as to be total oblivion. So he is knows nothing while he's outside of his body so that he doesn't know he was out. Well, that's the mechanism. Follow me? He knows he was in. So by saying, be 3 feet back of your head, you cost this fellow the mass of his body, didn't you? When they don't exteriorize, or say they don't, they've either stuck in entirely or they flipped out and come in again, all because of mass. So we've made him lose this amount of mass, haven't we? He's lost whatever it is, a girl 110 pounds, a guy 520 pounds, whatever it is. We've said, be 3 feet back of your head, which means leave that tonnage in front of you. And so you'd better figure out some way to remedy his havingness. How do you remedy his havingness? R25. What are you looking at? I'm looking for some blackness. All right, you're looking for some blackness. Copy it, copy it, copy it, copy it, copy it. Pull it all together, pull it in. See, remedy's happening. His knowingness level, his alertness will immediately rise, won't it? This is curious, but it does. Now, you'll find some people only able to get a foot back of their heads. You know, be 3 feet back of this. What are you saying 3 feet for? Well, 3 feet's as good as anything else. 3 yards might be better. There are other ways of exteriorizing people, such as be in a place where you would like to be. Be in a place where it is familiar. There's a lot of these. None of them are as good as be 3 feet back of your head. They're spotty. Be 3 feet back of your head tells you immediately whether he could or couldn't and gives you immediately a test of his ability to exteriorize. Being 3 feet back of his head is still in the zone of interest of the body. Still in the zone of interest, still in the zone of mass. He's still subjected to the various pulls from the body and so on. Well, you don't want him any closer than that. I know, by the way, about by this time, I probably know 100 ways of exteriorization. None of them as good as me 3 feet back of your head. Because once you get them out trickily, you know, you're very tricky and you're very smart and you slide them out of their heads and carefully, they slide back in just as trickily and smartly. Doesn't do to be clever. You get somebody up to a point where he can exteriorize and exteriorizing. That's the way you go about it. And you don't be roundabout about it. All right, we said be 3 feet back of your head. We remedied some mass. There he was, his mass remedied, and he will go further out from the body. Now you find a lot of people can only get a foot back of their head, you see. That's because they sort of got lines on the body. The mass of the body is too attractive to them. Until you remedy their heaviness, they can't be any further from the body.